Connected.
And three, RES, listening.
DDJ on the remote from way down sector, standing by.
N3, did you say remote link system?
Had to wait for the system to switch over. Good evening, Paul. Wonderful day here in Texas. Have you probably got a lot of wet?
N3, did you say remote link system?
I was watching the security cameras here in the racing electronic trailers here earlier, and it looks like it turned out to be a beautiful, sunshiny day later in the day here. We've got 10 guests here in the Racing Electronics trailers tonight, and we're going to stand by here and get the exit link fired up, and we'll be checking in RF here on the KTJAI system. Putting out a...
N3, did you say remote link system?
Yeah, Mo, you are coming through.
WB3GXW, W3ICF.
November 3, Romeo Echo Sierra, monitoring.
N3, did you say remote link system ID?
All right, let's see if that's working. Yes, it is. Very good. All right, you got to have a backup plan. This is KB3MXM. Welcome, everyone, this evening. We'll be starting in just a few moments. We're going to give everybody an alibi to check in with us, and we're waiting for our repeaters to come online. And, again, my name is Marty. I'm the section manager for Maryland and D.C. here near Owings Mills, Maryland, northwest of Baltimore. And we're going to have some special guests, I hope, this evening, and a good turnout. So just sit back, relax. And like Tom Snyder used to say, watch, you know, the Colatinis fly through the air. We'll be right back. All right. We'll go ahead and get started. A WB4 station. Try that again. We didn't get all of your call.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize there was a net in progress. Just got in the car in Annapolis, heading home to Glen Burnie. WB4 APR.
Oh, no. This is the monthly Maryland DC section Echo Link. Please stick around. Listen as you go home this evening. We'd like to have you with us, and we've got a good lineup for this evening. Activities that are happening in Maryland and around the area. This is Kilo Bravo 3. My name is Marty. I'm the Maryland section manager, and this is the MDC section Echo Link Net. And we'll be right back. All right, good evening, everyone. We're glad that you joined us this evening. This is the Maryland DC section-wide Echo Link Net on the third Friday here in April on the 21st at 8 p.m. There are several repeaters throughout the state that are also connected with us this evening. It's a good thing you joined us. You know, we get a chance to chat and bring together all the hams that listen to the Echo Link Net each month. You know, Maryland is about 200 miles long east to west and about 125 miles north to south. It has the Chesapeake Bay, is over 140 miles long. We have many airports, four international airports, military bases, interstates, and lots of things that happen, and here we are situated right in the mid-Atlantic in a very important area. We'll talk about that in just a few moments. So Echo Link, for those that are listening, Echo Link is a great system that allows you to use your electronic device, a tablet, a smartphone, a computer, and also your amateur radio equipment to connect to hams in many other locations and throughout the world. It also gives you an opportunity to participate in events. Echolink can connect you to weather alerts, Skywarn. It can connect you to repeaters and events and special activities that are happening in your community. Disaster communications is vital. It is essential. It's necessary. Echolink is one part of that communication process that we use to connect hams just about anywhere. Survivors in a disaster needs communications. We can't find them. We have to find it, or we have to find them, and we have to talk to them. And a lot of times, the infrastructure may be severely impacted. Amateur radio is the only way to communicate when there's no way to do it through normal channels. It also gives you an opportunity to hear about local activities that are happening in your community or those that might be happening elsewhere.
Day Q.
Q.
So ask yourself this question. Do I have the ability to be portable right now? If I needed to leave my home or work or wherever you're at, can you be portable? And I don't mean necessarily with your radio. I mean, can you leave, comfortably leave, and go somewhere else? And can you do it right now? Many disasters cause people and communities to do just that. And as amateur radio operators, we understand the importance of communications. So you know you can be ready, or you can be really ready. A lot of organizations, and I hope some of us joined us tonight, they move around a lot. Matter of fact, they only show up for a short time, and then they have to pack up and leave again. And good communications is important. So let me ask you this question, too. How large is your VHF coverage area? How many repeaters can you talk to from your location? Do you have that information available? Do you know what your limitations are? Do you know where the repeaters are located, their frequencies, their PL tones? Do they have emergency power? And do you know whether they're cross-banded or they have IRLP or D-Star or system fusion pathways? That's good information to have handy and good information to take with you. Your local ARES groups will help you be ready. Contact them, ask them questions, and get involved. All right, so there's the sales pitch for this evening. Let me move into some of the activities that are happening around the area. I want to recognize some of our repeaters. And if you're in these areas, you might be connected to them already. So let me go through the repeater list for you. So, we have repeaters in Annapolis, KA2JAI. We have WB3GXW in Calverton, Maryland. We have the Southern Maryland repeater system in St. Mary's County. We have W3ICF, good evening, Philip, in Frederick. Covers a good portion of Maryland. So if you're listening on one of those repeaters, thank you. We'll get with you in just a moment for your IDs. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C. section, Echolink. Be right back. All right, so I was asked a question. Would anyone be interested in hearing about system fusion and other digital voice modes and how that radio methodology works? This presentation might be a show and tell, but I think we might be able to do it here on Echolink. So we've been offered this opportunity from Corey, WA3UVV. I need your help to let Corey know that we're interested. If you're interested in this presentation, send me an email, my call sign at the league, and let me know you're interested in the DV, digital voice, presentation. We also have some classes coming up. If you know someone who's interested in becoming a ham, a technician class, tomorrow, Saturday the 22nd and the 23rd, Chestertown Volunteer Fire Department in Chestertown, Maryland, starting at 8 a.m. and going until 5 on both days. I believe there's also a technician class in Anne Arundel County. The general class is underway right now at the Electronic Museum. Also, the Delaware State Convention and Electronic Expo is tomorrow April 22nd. More information can be found in the section News, which is emailed, and you can also find it on the ARRL website under MDC section. I think the Aero Club's looking for volunteers for the Tour de Cure. Information can also be found in the News, and we might have someone here this evening that would tell us a little bit more about it. The Baltimore Amateur Radio Club, Father's Day Hamfest, June the 18th in Upper Coe, Maryland. The Maryland FM Association Memorial Weekend Hamfest on May the 28th in West Friendship. The Valley Forge Hamfest, Mid-Atlantic Radio Club, Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, at the Kemberton Fire Department Fairgrounds, Valley Forge Hamfest. It's on July the 8th, Saturday, 7 a.m. until noon. And while you're outside this weekend, you might just want to take a moment and look up. This weekend is the peak of the Lyrid meteor shower. Matter of fact, it's been going on since the 16th, and it'll continue until the 25th. But tonight and tomorrow morning and Saturday evening is the expected peak of the meteor shower. One more note to pass along. This comes from us, our hams in Virginia. There is construction due on I-95 on the weekend of April the 29th and May the 5th. The bridge over the, and I can't pronounce it, so I'll just tell you, the Creek. Just south of Potomac Mills Mall in Virginia is in need of extensive repairs. Traffic will be funneled into two lanes on a four-lane bridge from 9 p.m. on Saturday the 29th to 6 a.m. on Monday the 1st, and again the following weekend. Virginia State Police are expecting extensive delays. They're expecting this to be a major problem with traffic. So if you're headed down south or coming up north, be aware of those construction dates. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back. KB3MXM. All right, that should be enough time for our repeaters to reset. We do have some guests with us this evening. N3VBJ, he's in Texas, and he's coming to us via his remote link from Texas, and he has some visitors in the trailer with him, so we want to acknowledge those. We also have our section traffic manager with us this evening, Father Al, and we have others that we want to recognize. So what I like to do right now is I like to go to our guests. N3VBJ, this is KB3MXM in Maryland. Please go ahead and check in and let us know who you have with you in the trailer this evening.
Well, good evening, Marty. Name here is Jerry, November 3, Victor Bravo Juliet, and we are coming to you this evening from Baytown, Texas, here at Royal Purple Dragway. We have several people here in the trailer. We have Terry from Detroit, Michigan, Gary from Norwalk, Connecticut, Darren from Tampa, Florida, Brian from Topeka, Kansas, Edward from Concord, North Carolina, home of RE Electronics. We have Dan from Devil's Lake, North Dakota, Warren from Auburn, New York, Al, Kilo Charlie 5, Foxtrot Golf Tango from Lake Charles, Louisiana, and Mike, KG5RSL from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and last but not least, we have Sally from Concord, North Carolina. As I said, we have the two amateurs here, and the rest of them are people from car crews and people about the track here that are getting a tour of the Racing Electronics trailers and what we do, and have showed an interest in amateur radio. With that, back in that N3BBJ from Baytown, Texas.
Okay, Jerry. Well, thank you very much for introducing your guests from Detroit, Connecticut, Florida, Kansas, North Carolina, North Dakota, New York, Louisiana, Oklahoma, and North Carolina, and yourself from Maryland. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. It's a rare pleasure to have such a nice audience with us as we go through our net this evening. If there's any questions, please don't hesitate to ask, and there's lots of very helpful folks here to answer your questions. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to cover some more news, and then we're going to turn it over to our section traffic manager. And just to let everyone know, I have a hard stop at 9:15. So we're going to have to push as fast as we can through things. Let me know what's happening with you. So let's go to W3YVQ, Father L.
Hey, well, good evening. Let me stand by 1 second, let the repeaters reset. I think that might have done the trick. This is W3YVQ Al near Baltimore. And there's a few minutes late on the conference here tonight because we just finished up one of our traffic nets, the third region net that covers east and west Pennsylvania and Delaware and Maryland and the District of Columbia. We had some outbound traffic headed up for our area nets for delivery around the country. Had messages in the pack I was sending tonight for Alabama, Arkansas, Tennessee, Connecticut, a few others. There were enough fellows in the trailer there from different parts of the country. I might have been able to bring them here and get them delivered, Jerry. But I think those states were missing in the list that you gave. Anyhow, welcome to those folks. And we still send radiogram traffic, which is much like a Western Union message, by radio telegraphy, continuous wave radio telegraphy, or CW as we call it. Like did-did-did, da-da-da, did-did-did, etc. It's a very effective mode for transmitting traffic on nights like this when there's a lot of interference from electrical storms here in the state. There's a nasty storm headed over to southern Delaware, across the middle part of our upper eastern shore counties, and another one headed down toward about to cross the bay into the southern Delmarva area. So the old CW mode gets the messages through, and of course we also do that on voice nets as well. But we have a digital network that covers the entire United States that runs 24/7 that can handle those radiograms automatically with forward error correcting digital modes so that the messages can move around the country 24/7, including 3 o'clock in the morning when the operators are in bed. And it winds up at the point closest to its delivery destination automatically. And we can also transmit messages in the full email format with upper and lower case and all the punctuation you have on a standard keyboard like you would use in regular email. That's on our radio email system. And our digital traffic folks can also handle that mode. So that's what we do in the traffic messaging services of amateur radio. It's a fascinating service, and if you can see your way clear to getting your amateur licenses and join us, you'll have a lot of fun and meet a lot of terrific, devoted, hardworking people that come to work every day without being coerced in any way. They enjoy it and love it, and many have been in it for 20, 30, 40 or more years. 73ALL, W3YVQ. Thank you, Marty.
All right, thank you. And Al is part of the Maryland DC section staff, assistant section manager, and also section traffic manager. All right, let's go to KA2JAI, Mike. And what I'm going to do is the same thing I did before. I'm going to call Mike on the repeater, and I'm going to let him ask if there's any other stations to check in, and then we'll move to Phil and do the same thing. So let's go to KA2JAI repeater. Mike, go ahead.
Analyst, is there any other stations? Whiskey Alpha 3, Tango Ocean Yankee, number 3 Sierra Echo Oscar, Whiskey Juliet 3 Kilo.
All right, we've got KB3KWT, Mr. Paul, WJ3K, N3SEO, and WA3TOY. Do any of you gentlemen have any announcements for the net this evening? Go ahead.
CEO, we have a ARIES meeting tomorrow morning at the County EOC at 0900 back to net and 3SEO.
All right. Aries meeting, County EOC at 9 a.m. Thank you very much. All right. Thank you, folks, for checking in. Let's go to W3ICF. Mr. Phil, go ahead and check in and then ask if you have any other stations on your repeat.
Yeah, good evening there, Marty. W3ICF here. And I'll check to see if there's anyone on the W3ICF-R repeater that would like to check into the net. Come ahead, please.
Kilo 3 Delta Oscar. This is Mike in Frederick, Maryland.
This is KC3FMJ, Brandy in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
KC3IEF, Jefferson, Maryland.
Looks like it, Marty. Go ahead, W3ICF.
All right, very good. Thank you, Phil. Oh, yes, I did get, I didn't mention WA3TOY Kurt. I did get you. Thank you for reminding me. He did check in on the KA2JAI repeater. All right, thank you, gentlemen, for checking in. Let's go now to, let's see. I have N3RES. Ray, a few words, and we've got about 15 minutes, so well, I'm trying to get through the list as quickly as possible this evening. N3RES.
3JQQ.
3 Sierra Oscar India.
Good evening, Marty. This is Dave, N3SOI from Cockeysville, Maryland. Just want to say hi to everyone that's on the net, everyone that's listening, and just enjoying. Back to net.
All right. Thank you very much. And we'll move down to, let's go to the W3SMD. W3SMD, who do we have on that repeater? And go ahead and check in anyone else that's on the W3SMD repeater. Go ahead. All right, let's move to WB3GXW system. Do we have anybody checked in through WB3GXW? All right, let me go back to the list here. No, that's not right. QWC, I put that down wrong. KB3QWC, Mr. Larry, I had you as a WB. Look at that, made a mistake. KB3QWC, go ahead.
KB3QWC, I don't have much for the net, and we're very short on time, so I'll say 7-3 to all.
Okay, Larry, thank you very much. Let's go to KB3WQI. Go ahead.
KB3WQI in the group. Well, unfortunately, today, as the day progressed, I started coming down with the temperature. Now it's 103.9. I'm really feeling miserable, so I'll keep it short and sweet. Everyone have a great day, and hopefully I can enjoy the weekend, and if not, well, you know, that's just the way it goes. 73s and 88s, KV3WQI class.
All right, Ed, take care of yourself there. Let's see if we have WB4APR. Are you still listening from the mobile, sir? And do you have a few words for the net? All right, let's go to WI3J.
Hey, good evening, Marty. WI3J, Stu here in Gaithersburg. Great net as usual. Always tend to learn something once a month here, so keep up the good work. Back to you, Marty, from WI3J. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's go to WA3SW. Ooh, I think that's a J. I hope it's a J. I think it's a J. WA3SWJ. All right. How about Kilo 3 Victor Yankee? That's a great CW call. I'm doing it in my head. Kilo 3 Victor Yankee. Go ahead. Hey, Vern, we got you on the radio here. Brother, how about Kilo 3 Victor Yankee? Are you still there? All right. Is there anyone that I might have missed? Or would like to have a turn giving the net any announcements? Your call sign, please.
N3RES.
All right, N3RES. Go ahead, sir. This is KB3MXM. This is Maryland DC section EchoLink net. And go ahead, Ray.
Just checking in. This is the first time checking into this net. And it's been very helpful. I'll be checking in more often. With that, I just want to check in and say hello, and back in that N3RES.
Okay, Ray. Thank you very much. Let's see. We got K. I see a few questions. Oh, we have a question in the chat box. So we have a recheck from Kilo Delta 3 Oscar. All right. Thank you, Phil. And go ahead, Kilo Delta 3 Oscar.
I thought maybe Mike had a question. He runs the Fusion up here, and you posed a question early in there about asking about including Fusion and other digital systems. So I thought maybe Mike might have had a question, didn't get a chance to ask it. Pardon me if I'm wrong on that, Mike.
W3OCFK3GO. I don't really have any questions or any comments about that. I would like to kind of like maybe put something together. I'll send you an email. Marty is the one of your accounts there to get somebody to come in and talk along about it. I think it'd be good for everybody to hear that. So, but otherwise, I'm good. Back to you, Marty. This is K3GO.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. You know, I really do believe that because when I started doing D-Star, it was like, what's the magic sauce here? I don't quite get it. And then all of a sudden, after trying for like 2 weeks, I just like that had that epiphany in the while I was having my Cheerios in the morning. I was like, oh, the repeater you're calling, and the repeater you're going into, and the one you want to call. I get it now. Now I know why there's two repeaters. Okay, but there's a lot more to it, and System Fusion also, and DMR, a lot to do with these things. So. Yes, looking forward to putting something together right here for this group on Echolink. All right, a few things I want to cover before we leave for this evening. First of all, I want to thank N3VBJ and his guests for joining us this evening. I don't know where you will be in a month, but maybe perhaps you'll be somewhere near Jerry's trailer, somewhere near Jerry. So I want to thank our friends from Baytown, Texas, and from Detroit, and Norwalk, Florida, Kansas, North Carolina, North Dakota, New York, Louisiana, Oklahoma, and North Carolina. Thank you all, and our hams there, too. Thank you for checking in with us this evening. To our repeater operators, owners, and trustees for linking their repeater systems here once a month and letting their hams in their area enjoy this net and also bringing information from their communities. And to the hams who checked in this evening, thank you very much for your loyalty and patience. And remember, you can get the section news via email delivered to your inbox. You just have to select, go on the league website, and select that you would like to receive the section news via email. Take a break. Stand by. Okay, that's it for this evening, folks. Thank you very much for cooperating. And with my heart stopping just about 10 minutes here, a little less than 10 minutes. And we look forward to having you all with us next month in May. And my suggestion to you all, that if you're going to be involved in Field Day this year, you have a little more than 2 months, maybe less, to get your Field Day orders in. So your hats and your cups and your pens and your Field Day things and your posters and your flyers. And don't forget to register your Field Day site, so that your section manager and section staff and others can find you. You can do that on the league website under Field Day. Register your Field Day site now. Oh, there is one thing I did forget, and I'll have to remind you right now. So if you remember, not very long ago, we had something. We had a little outing last year called the Civilian Corps. Well, they're doing it again, folks. I was trying to find this. The CCC. The 4th Annual Civilian Conservation Corps. You know, they started before the war, for World War II. A lot of our young men went from the Civilian Corps into the military. They'll be on the air, and they'll be on the air in August. So after you're done with Field Day, look them up and see if you can participate. That's it for this evening. 7-3s to all. Thanks again, and good night. Be safe this weekend. KB3MXM, clear.
I remember that.
I know you do. A lot of the national parks and local parks, when you find the pavilion made out of local stone, all mortared together with that almost barn-looking roof on it, a lot of those are historical buildings. They were built by the Civilian Corps at those locations. So treat them with respect and honor. 73's all. Good night. KB3MXM Cliff.
After that, W3YBQ. And Jerry, I'll have to teach all the fellas there how to spell NASCAR with CW.
Well, Father Al, these are NHRA guys. So they could care less about NASCAR. NHRA guys say if you can turn left, you're not going fast enough.
Very true. My apologies, I forgot that. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, very interesting net tonight, and everybody that was here enjoyed it and is thoroughly confused at this point and having a hard time grasping how we're able to link 20 or 30 repeaters and have people coming in from all over the country. And I think the guy down in Johannesburg that records us, we're able to get everybody in one place at the one time, and everybody can hear everybody. So it's got some minds work, but we'll try to do our best to explain it to everybody.
Well, roger that. And from pre-Civil War, or at the start of the Civil War, through the early 1900s, communications were done over telegraph wires, and beyond 25 or 30 miles or so, when the battery signal got weak, they used a repeater and a new battery to send a stronger signal down the next leg of the line, and they could work messages from the East Coast to the West Coast, wires all over the country. And then we started doing it by radio, and we preserved the old continuous wave method of transmitting because it gets through interference and everything is spelled out. And of course nowadays you can throw everything on the internet and all these packets are running back and forth every which way, just like they do in your Wi-Fi for your instrumentation.
And the other thing that I just warped their minds with, there is an earth station on the back of our trailer here that's a 5kW satellite earthlink, which is providing the internet connection from the Racing Electronics trailers here at the track. So it's about a 48,000 mile round trip for this signal, not to mention everybody else that's linked up here. So amateur radio and the electronics is a wonderful field, and hopefully we can get everybody to understand what's going on here.
Roger, and the beauty of it is, with a fairly simple test, you can get a license to operate in the amateur service, and you can talk on local VHF repeaters like you do around the tracks, and or get on HF and talk across the country, and you decide when and where you want to do that, and have fun meeting people and experimenting with radios and antennas and such. There's so many facets to amateur radio, you'd miss your hamburgers if I tried to delve into all of that. Thank you, Jerry, for inviting your guest. W3YBQ73.
Not a problem, Father Al. We always have people in and out of the trailers here, and the people that were joining us this evening are pit crew members and people here from the track, and NHRA officials, so not the general public can get back into the track where we are, but people who know where we are and who we are, they know how to get in here. So we always open the trailers up when the amateur radio's on, or we've got the link up, or you know, the company is here, and we like to show off AM radio as well. And the other thing I was demonstrating here, I've got my DV4 home internet box here in the trailer, which is hooked up to the internet here, and I was demonstrating how through use of different reflectors that if these people had their amateur licenses, they could talk to their family and children via the internet through amateur radio, whether it be through DMR, D-Star, or Fusion, or through P25. So I've certainly got their interest whetted here, and we'll see what we can do about getting them interested and hooking them up with a local club here. We're going to go ahead and shut things down here, let the repeaters clear, and whoever's got the conference server up, let them go ahead and shut things down. We'll catch everybody tomorrow on the Baltimore Traffic Net. This is November 3, Victor Bravo, Japan, coming in from Baytown near Houston, Texas.
Thank you, Jerry, and good night and best regards to all your visitors there. W3YVP 72.